My dear family, the Lord has put something on my heart for you. And he began speaking to me today after my Lord's Supper. I'm just going to go ahead and share with you what he had to say. Jesus began, "Many are the people called by my name who are living for themselves and even for their parents. I have called and called and called the elect, but some are so engrossed in this present life that they refuse to answer my call. So many are living for their parents. Capable souls I have been calling for years have instead hearkened to the voice of their parents and society's demands to be respectable. How long must I call you before you will forsake yourselves and cleave to me? Must I wait until the end of your lives? That may not be a very long time away. But this is typically how I am treated by those I've called to walk with me. They say, 'First, I must bury my father.' Well, what is that about? Gaining approval from your father and mother and an inheritance? I have called you to forsake all. You will not be able to excuse yourselves on the basis of what kind of life your parents wanted for you. No, you will stand empty-handed before me because you gave yourself to the world and all its enticements. You married, had children, grew old, and anesthetized yourself and your culture's amusements. Now, when you are old and spent, you want to offer yourself to me? Where were you when you were young and strong, and I put it on your heart to follow me? You heard me clearly, but you chose the comfortable route, strewn with disappointments and failures you did not anticipate. Had you followed me when I called, your life now would be vibrant, meaningful, and your peace would be without end. My children, I am addressing right now those who are straddling the fence. Your life does not belong to me, but to your parents. They've done a good job raising you, but have failed to let go and give you to me. Because of this, you have chosen to conform to their desires and tread the safe route. Follow their example. Go to college, get married, raise a family. For those of you who are called to do this, I bless your choice, because it is done within my will for your lives. But those I have called to walk the dusty and difficult path of leaving this world and serving me exclusively, for you, I must tell you that you are multiplying your woes, because this world is not going to endure much longer, and the deeper your involvement with it, the more you will suffer and be forced to make a decision between the world and your God. Children, unless you build on the rock of my will, your lives will collapse. They will not endure. What kind of fruit do you want to bear? The fruit of money, security, social status? Or the fruit of souls won for the kingdom of God and saved from the jaws of hell? It is time for you to take a long, long look at the choices you are tending towards and project them into the future and their ultimate outcome. Do you want all the trappings of a successful life in the eyes of the world? Or do you want the fruit of lives added to the kingdom and serving me? Do you want me to provide for you? Or do you want to make your own way, relying on your strength and gifts, the ones you're endowed with, by serving the world and making it your master? I am so very serious, my young ones. Many of you have been called to be saints, but you have a mistaken sense of responsibility by putting your parents before me. Do you know that this is idolatry? You chose your parents' will for you over my calling and my will for you in this life. And this makes your parents your God. Yes, indeed, I am chiding you. I have waited and waited and waited for you to turn your back on the world, responding to my call. And many of you are still kicking the dust and weighing your options. What I want is for you to make up your mind, take the reins of your life in hand, and follow the course you have decided on. If it is me, then come to me, and we will begin the work. If it is the world, stop toying with me and go full throttle into your decision. If you can't quite decide, tell me. Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. Please help me. And I will come to your aid and work with you. And that was the end of his message. And I want to share with you, dear ones, I've met so many people who are at the end of their lives now, and they look at me kind of starry-eyed and say, you know, I was going to become a missionary. I was going to go to school and become a pastor. I was going to serve the Lord, but I got married and, well, life just went on. And there's a certain tone of sadness in their hearts. And of course, they're experiencing all the woes that we experience when we are involved in the world. Sometimes it's children that have gone astray. Other times it's children we've lost. Jobs that evaporated out from under us. A house we lost because of the mortgage payments were too high and became sick and couldn't work. There are so many ways that the world disappoints. It's just the nature of the world. But with the Lord, even your suffering is taken into account as a work for God. Even that taken as a fast offering for those that you minister to, that you pray for. The Lord stands by your side every inch of the way. And there is no life that is more exciting, more fulfilling, and more wonderful than the life of serving Him. And I can tell you that as a 74-year-old woman, I know what that's like. I spent my earlier years, my 20s and 30s, as a professional photographer. I had everything that I needed at my fingertips, including at that time a $500 day rate. Everything that I could want, airplanes, boats, horses, whatever I needed for a shoot, my clients would take care of for me, and I loved it. My whole job was to go out and discover the beauty in the world and bring it back on film for them to use. Well, there were a lot of lonely moments in those years, and I knew I hadn't found God yet. I was not a Christian. I didn't know Him. I was a New Ager, and I was searching. With all my heart, I was searching for truth. And I looked in every blind alley until the Lord decided it was enough. And He came down into my life and introduced Himself to me, and I fell head over heels in love with Him. And now I'm doing the things that I most wanted to do. I'm not lonely anymore. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. I have wonderful people around me. And even though my work with photography was rewarding, my work with music is even more rewarding. But especially working with souls and sharing the love of Jesus with them, how wonderful He is, how different He is than what's been forced down your throat. He is so loving and so with you and so empathetic with all of the ups and downs in your life and so longing to bring you to fulfillment And this is the God that I serve. And this is the God that's calling to you. Will you answer his call? Will you answer him? He indeed waits for you. He has such high hopes for you and such beautiful plans. But until you relinquish your life to him, he can do nothing. So I want to encourage you not to be afraid to give it all to the Lord. Put it in his hands and let him lead you into his perfect will. I want to encourage you and tell you, after 30 years of serving him, I can promise you, he comes through, he's faithful, and I never imagined I could be this happy doing what he's given me to do, living where I'm living, in the deep forest, with beautiful souls around me. There are souls of prayer. Yes, he has made my dreams come true, and I pray that you will be courageous enough to let go of your past and your parents' expectations, to let go of those things and embrace what Jesus has for you. Dear Lord, please forgive us for our double-mindedness. Lead us into greater intimacy with you, willingness to hear your voice and obey your will for our lives, so that we can become all that we were created to be. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.